glorified.
Be glorified.
Lord, be thou glorified.
Be glorified.
Lord, be glorified.
Be glorified.
Oh, be glorified.
Be glorified.
Our Lord, we want to thank you. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome God you are. You are worthy. You are mighty, O Lord. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises, always doing wonders. God of signs and wonders, we worship you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Father, for what you have done, for what you are doing, for what we do right now. Daddy, Lord Jesus, Lord, I, Daddy, hide behind your cross, O Lord, that your people will not see me, but they will see you, O Lord. Daddy, you will build your church, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the gate of hell will not prevail against your church. Daddy, you will give unto us the original sense of belonging, O Lord. Daddy, to the church of Christ, in the name of Jesus. At the end of everything, Lord, your name be glorified, O Lord. And Daddy, keep all the glory, O Lord, and give us the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If that is for our pastor, that is okay. But for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to bless the name of the Lord. I want to thank our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity. I don't want to take it for granted. I pray that the anointing of God upon you will never run dry in the name of Jesus. The Lord will take you to higher places, the more in Jesus' name. The humility the Lord has deposited in you, it shall not be ridiculed in Jesus' name. Church, I will not take much of our time. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The topic is of the is going to be taken from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. I want to read to us. Actually, we want to. What we are using is verse 27, but when we get home, let's just go and read maybe from the beginning. I want to read verses 26 and 27. 26, and it says, If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Of it, one member is honored, and the members rejoice with it. 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. Another version says, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. I want you to tap somebody beside you, tell that person, you are member in particular. Tell somebody that you are a member in particular, that this word is for you, is for me. I am a member in particular. You are also a member in particular. If you are a member in particular, you know what to do, and God will teach us in the mighty name of Jesus. This word is sent to the Corinthians, you know, admonishing them and, you know, charging them that they are member in particular. When you are a member in particular, you don't want to leave, you know, your office. You don't want anybody to take over your office. When you are, that is sense of belonging. You are a member in particular. That means you belong, you know, to a particular group. We are not talking
of, you know, just the ordinary church, but we are talking of the church of Christ. Church of Christ. We are all members in particular, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The scripture in 1 Corinthians 12:27 shows the figure of the body. Developed from 1 Corinthians, you know, 12:14 to 26, I said, because of our time, with deliberation and, you know, completeness in details to the church. We are the same, you know, solidarity of manifold parts of powers is obtained. If we go down to 1 Corinthians 12:4, we will see that there. Now, 1 Corinthians 12:27, it tells us that we are the body of Christ and members proportionally. In each Christian church, the ideal body of Christ presents itself as each is presented the ideal temple of God. But each church is not a separate body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" The Spirit of God dwells in you. He dwells in me. We are all the body of Christ. If we are all the body of Christ, what should we do? We need to cooperate. We need unity of purpose. You don't have to say, some people are just here. Let them just keep on doing it. There should be sense of belonging. When our brother was ministering last Sunday, you know, the administration was so, you know, powerful, and, you know, it touches everybody. When the laughter comes, it is when, you know, it is whatever you sow, you are going to reap. When there is sense of belonging, when the thing comes, I'm not cursing anybody, but in our inner mind, God is watching. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. You are there, you are neither cold or warm. The Lord will not speak out of his mouth in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking to myself alone. I'm not talking to the church alone. I'm talking to myself too. There should be a sense of belonging. That's why I said, you tell yourself, tell your neighbor, you are a body, you are a member in particular, a member of Church of Christ. If the church as a whole is Christ's body, then individuals, us, we are all Christ members. We all have different vital roles to play to bring unity in the body. Therefore, comes a question to us. What type of roles are you and I playing in the church? You know, what type of role are you playing today? You just leave the pastor, that is his business, that is his problem. I need to make some money. What type of role? I'm talking to myself too. Everybody wants to make money, but God will help us in Jesus' name. When we are making the money, let's consider the one that gives us the power to make that wealth. He will help us in Jesus' name. When one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. The church of God will not suffer. Just like our brother has raised the prayer, Church of God is marching on. The gate of hell will never prevail against it in Jesus' name. And the Lord will not speak, he will not reject us in Jesus' name. The sense of belonging by thunder, by fire, the Lord will give unto us in the name of Jesus. And to do our responsibilities as a real, original, you know, church, a body of Christ in Jesus' name. If a thorn runs onto the heel, that is heel of a shoe, the whole body feels it, and it is troubled. On the either hand, if the head is okay, the whole man is glorified. That is, if there is no problem, everything is going on fine, we all enjoy it. It is good to say, but there is always a price to pay. Who is going to shoulder the price? Who is going to pay the price? The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He will strengthen the church to pay the price in Jesus' name. It is all, you know, when the pastor was looking for church, they were looking. You know, do you know, because of that, some people can just, they are going to contribute, they will run away. By the time it is getting on good, they will come back. Look at the church. I can boast anywhere that God, you know, you just come to the church of God, house of glory. where God, you know, is performing his miracle. We might not be many now, but I know they are coming. They are coming in the name of Jesus. And by the time it is good, it is okay, we will not be found wanting in Jesus' name. That is why we have to play our part, a member in particular. A member in particular, your job, you know what you are licensed to do. You can't just, you know, do it as you know, just do it anyhow. You sow everything into it because that is what is giving you, you know, that is what is giving you living. When a finger is hurting, it affects the whole body. As in one body, all the other members is attached to it. So it is necessary that the whole body is well. The body of church will be well in Jesus' name. The head is crowned, all the members have share in the honor. The eyes laugh when the mouth speaks. Acts 2:1. The apostles were united and in one accord, which allows the Holy Spirit to manifest, that is, unity of purpose, very important as the body of Christ. Assuming on that day of Pentecost, they were divided, they were gossiping, they were not in one accord. Do you think the Holy Spirit will descend like that? No. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. They collided, you know, without anybody seeing them. But by the time they came, Holy Spirit just fished them out. That who are you deceiving? Are you deceiving, you know, the man of God or God, your God? You are the owner of your stuff. Why do you have to lie to the Holy Spirit? That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Somebody said, oh, in this modern days, how come, you know, miracles don't happen like it used to be before? If we really go to God as, you know, the people of the olden days, as they go to God, as they pray, with one mind, not just, you know, one leg out, one leg in. That is their problem. Miracles will happen as it used to happen in the olden days. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name again. And I said, unity of purpose, very important as body of Christ. We all have individual parts or roles to play for greater results. What is your role? What is my role? The Holy Spirit, we need to pray. Go and pray about it. Lord, what will you have me done? And the Lord will speak to us. As the Lord is speaking to us, let's take it. I'll take it serious as you are taking your job that is giving you money. For the body of Christ to come together as members in particular, and for the owner of the church to commend us, we need to do the following. It's not new. What I'm saying is not new, but just to, you know, just to recharge us and tell us, God will change us in Jesus' name. Dedication and brutal commitment to kingdom assignment. That is found in the book of John, because of our time, John 2:17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. The zeal of the house has consumed me. Where is that zeal? The zeal that, you know, was on them. And at that time, where is the zeal right now? We need to, you know, pray fervently that the zeal of the Lord will consume us. If the zeal of the Lord consumes us, pastor don't need to, you know, to be, maybe, you know, forcing us. We have to do this. I'm talking to myself too. The zeal of the Lord will consume us in Jesus' name. And God will give us unto us the gift of discerning in Jesus' name. When a genuine member in particular is committed to the cause of God, we see the eagerness and willingness to run errands for God. Acts 9:6. I said we are not going to read too much. Let's just jot it down. I said, and it's not new. Our commitment leads to reliability, dependability in kingdom assignment. Book of 1 Samuel 17:29. Cooperation and giving. Luke 9:13. Look at that boy, that lad, that just have, you know, two fishes. Nobody knew what he had. Nobody knew. He just had two, you know, five loaves of bread and two fishes. But when the body of Christ was in need, Jesus was there. This boy willingly surrendered that. He willingly. And at the end of it, God performed miracle. They had 12 baskets left over. It is just, you know, it is easier said than done. We all, when somebody share, oh, this is testimony. You know, what, that thing that you want to give God, if it doesn't cost you anything, I don't think it is real. Because, you know, by the time the Holy Spirit is telling you to do something, you too will be questioning it. Get thee behind me, Satan. You want me to give all this? All this? Forgetting that it is the Lord that gives us the power to make that wealth. It's just like giving your child a cookie. You know, you just bought a cookie for your child. Maybe it's 3 or 4. And you ask, the child, oh, can I have one? And he just hid it. No. Where is that coming from? So you know more than the maker, the one that created you, that gave you that stuff. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Don't let us pay smart, they're too smart in the things of God. And he will help us in Jesus' name. I said 12 baskets left over. If the boy didn't cooperate and trust Jesus, you know, believing that God is the author and the finisher, God can still find solution, but the Lord will not replace us in Jesus' name. May we never be replaced in the name of Jesus. He will always find substance, you know, to use, and God will find us in Jesus' name. I said faith is a necessity. Faith is a necessity in the body, you know, when you're a member in particular, in the body of Christ. Because some things, you know, faith is not just ordinary faith. Faith that moves mountain. Romans 10:17, a major driver of exploit, that is faith. When the necessity of a thing is known, exploit in that direction is achievable for a genuine member in particular. Faith will turn expectations into manifestation. Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith, we all know it, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To hope for something means to expect it, so it is faith that gives substance to hope. When faith is lacking in a member in particular, expectations continues unfulfilled and hope is deferred. Proverbs 13:12. Our hope will not be deferred in Jesus' name. Study God's word. That this is very important. When you study the word of God, when you are in the spirit, you have the gift of discerning spirit. When somebody just wants to bring, you know, a chaos situation, when the devil is using somebody will be able to, you know, call that person to order that, oh, maybe we need, you know, we need to pray for this one. We need to do, you know, nobody will just be deceiving anybody. That is very, very important. It is the word of God that Jesus used, you know, to counter, to finish the devil. He knew that, he was coming with power from the mountain. But he just wanted to try. He wanted to try. So if Jesus was tried by the devil, he can try anybody. But we just need to read the word and send the devil, pack it where he belongs to. Matthew 4:4, Jesus used the scripture in Matthew 4:4 to conquer the devil's temptation. The word of God is powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. Anytime a member in particular or church of God is faced with a challenge, the word of God gives us solution. The word of God will give us solution in Jesus' name. It brings light. The book of Psalms. Psalms 119, 105. If your word is the light unto my path, it brings light. Where there is darkness, the word of God brings light and makes us overcome the devil. Also, the book of Psalm 107:20. It says he sent his word and healed us and deliver us from all our destruction. That is the word of God. The word of God breaks, you know, it can break yokes. It can, you know, it would liberate us. It can deliver us. Well, let's, including myself, how many times do we open our Bible? We are just busy making money. God will help us and myself in Jesus' name.
Through the word, we have discerning spirit to know when the devil is at work. And the Lord will conquer devil for us in Jesus' name. Slothfulness, don't be lazy. Ecclesiastes 10:18. By much slothfulness, building decayed, and through idleness of the hands, the house draw through. Slothfulness is the pathway to sickness. This means being active or functional in life is a key to healthy living. To function and be active spiritually, emotionally, physically, in the body of Christ, and in the service is to dwell in health. 1 Corinthians 6:19a says, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. May our body part never cease to work for God in Jesus' name. Then we need to have vision. We need to be a visionary. We need to have vision. Not just this, our eyes. We need to have vision. When maybe the pastor is telling us, oh, this year, this is what we are going to accomplish. We are doing this, we are doing that. Don't say, he is the one that is called. I am not called. Oh, we are all called because we are all members in particular. We need to support the man of God. We need to support ourselves. By supporting the man of God, we are supporting ourselves too. We are building ourselves too. You are building the church of God. The Lord will build whatever belongs to us. He will build for us. And he will repay us back in hundredfold in Jesus' name. Nothing is wasted in the house of God. We just need a sense of belonging that, this is my church. This is the church of God, but it belongs to everybody. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Ephesians 1:18. Our eyes of understanding needs to be enlightened, like I have said. Acts 7:23-25. Vision in life is passion plus understanding. Vision is the revelation of God's plan for our lives. It is through vision that we can locate God's purpose for us as a member in particular and be relevant. And that Ephesians 1:18, it says, I ask that eyes of your understanding be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. The Lord will open our eyes. By the Lord, time God is opening our eyes, what are we doing? When the God is opening our eyes, this is what I want you to do. Do you have any other thing than just to surrender? Surrender all. When we surrender all, and we begin to see the result. This year, how many times have we, I was going to talk about evangelism. We are all, by the time we stand on the pulpit, we want to welcome the first timers. How many times? Thank God for our brother. He created the website. People that care to go to the website. But what about you? You as a member in particular. I as a member in particular. What effort are you making to see that the kingdom business is going on? What effort? And we just sit down. God brought us to America. Thank God. Because when I just look back, I used to be very sorry for myself too. Because in Nigeria, that the GO said in a day, you just have to go on the street and make sure you talk to somebody. Make sure you talk to somebody. Even at our places of work, is the light showing there? Do they even know who we are? And God will help us in Jesus' name. Evangelism, this evangelism is the heartbeat of God. When we complain, we don't have people. It is not only the pastor that we do it. We need to be called, co-laborers in the house of God. And, we have those are the qualities. We are teachable. We are available. I'm talking to myself too. How many times are we available? Do you know as a group, we can just go, in groups and evangelize? Maybe this is summer, during winter. We say we have excuse. What about this summer? We can, very early in the morning, maybe in our neighborhood. Jesus loves you. Or maybe under their door, just, sipping one tract or the other. You never know. There was this case of a brother, of a deacon in a church in Nigeria. He was given a tract. He did not even open it immediately. It was years after. That means the person that have, you know, given the tract must have been praying over the tract for a long time. He said he was just, you know, cleaning up. He opened the dictionary and he found it, you know, the tract. And he said it was just like a magnet. He couldn't just hold it. And that, you know, this brother was so zealous with the, you know, for the Lord. And I believe he's still zealous for the Lord. They were looking for the fruit of the womb. Do you know, after several miscarriages, God showed up. God showed up on their behalf, including, you know, myself. I just, you know, I just got born again. And, you know, they will come to my house. Even if I'm not home, because I went to, you know, to a bigger church that I would charter, you know, I would take a cab there because there was comfort there. But this new church, there wasn't anything. Until God was just ministering to me that this bigger church you are going, it was, you know, built by some people. It was, you know, they have sense of belonging. You too stay in that church and see what God will do. Thank God, I was there in that church, and my coming here is part of it. It's part of it. What I really gained through that, my pastor's wife, you know, because, you know, he just got pregnant with a little baby. And he was sending me, when they have any opportunity, go to Mommy Gio, go to this, and I never complain. I will not complain, because what will I be doing? I will go, represent her, do this. That was, you know, little by little, encouragement came. By the time God will give me the miracle, Mommy Gio, that was the first time he came to Oyo State. And everybody, you know, Mommy Gio minister, it was like she was just ministering to me. After then, I said, this, you know, my pastor's wife said, oh, let us go. I said, no, I wasn't going. I didn't tell her what I was going to do. He said, there would not be any right for me. I said, that's okay. I just went to Mommy Gio. You know, I went to her. I said, Mommy, all the ministration for the past 3 days, it was just me. All the ministration was directed. And I said, I had a problem. I wanted to do this. I wanted to travel. Mommy Gio held hand, you know, we held hand together. I just kept it, you know, I just folded my hand. I said, this mama held hand with me. I said, that is humility. She didn't know me. That is the beginning of my miracle. That is how I got, you know, I got my miracle. God will help us in Jesus. Assuming I did not go. Assuming I was telling my pastor's wife, oh, I too, I have my issues. Oh, I cannot do this. I cannot. The Lord will make us to be teachable in the name of Jesus. He will make us to be teachable in Jesus' name. I already said something about evangelism. Then, finally, the book of Matthew 3:17, he says, you know, that is when Jesus was baptized. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Also, the book of John 14:6, when God is really pleased with us, and is pleased with us, our maker, is pleased with us, whatever we do, it's just going to be like, oh, people will be using us to pray. They will be, you know, they will be jealous. They will say, oh, is it not the same God that they are serving, that this one is serving to a member in particular? When we are, you know, when we are not bringing agony, you know, to the church of God, when we are not bringing chaos to the church of God, when we are really dedicated, we know what we are doing. We are not like Sambalat and Tobiah. We are serious with the kingdom business. Let's just know with unity of purpose and see what God is going to do in our lives, in my life. Brethren, I don't have much to tell us, but I just want to tell us that we are all members in particular. Why the pastor is lifting up, Don't cast down. Let us be in one spirit. Let us be in one accord and see what the Lord is going to do. Pastor cannot go everywhere. It is you. It is I. By the time, you know, 1+1, we make our effort, see what God is going to do and see how God is going to, you know, compensate us. He never holds anybody. When you do something, trust me, He is going to give you a payback. May we get a payback that will be worthy of emulation in the name of Jesus. On that glorious day, may that negative voice never be our portion. That get out of my place. I don't know you. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So in conclusion, brethren, are you still a member in particular? Do you still have this distance of belonging? Or you are just, you are not cold, you are not warm. I'm talking to myself too. We need unity of purpose. Enough of our gossiping. I'm not directing to anybody. I'm talking to myself too. Let's just, be serious. Let's be zealous, for the things of God. Let's have the gift of discerning of spirit. Let's, go to the pastor. Prayerfully. Don't just go because he too is a human being. Go, with godly idea and see what God is going to do. The Lord will build us. He will build his church. And he will not spill us out in Jesus' name. He will not replace us in the mighty name of Jesus. He is going to strengthen us. Is it the strength that you need? Is there? He will supply. Is it wisdom that you need? Is there? The Lord will give us in the name of Jesus. Is it wealth? See what God is, just do his will. When you do his will, be diligent and see what God is going to do. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Are you still a member in particular? I am a member in particular. And nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Is it somebody? Is it nothing? Nothing, and I say nothing in the name of, because I always tell the devil, it's already too late. You are too late. You should have had me when when I've not given my life to Jesus. But right now, it's too late. You cannot have me. You cannot have my family anymore. The devil will not have us in Jesus' name. So, brethren, let's just stand up on our feet in conclusion. Are you still a member in particular? Are you a builder? Or are you a caterpillar? May we never be a caterpillar in the name of Jesus. The body of God Christ, Jesus, he has built the body. We are just co-laborers. Pray for the strength. Pray for the anointing. Pray for that Lord will refresh you. He will refresh me in the name of Jesus. That in the things of God, I will not be found wanting in the name of Jesus. That the Lord that I'm serving, my generations will serve in the name of Jesus. That my generations will not become vagabond in the name of Jesus. That in the things of God, I will be zealous in the name of Jesus. That the zeal of God will consume me, will consume my household, will consume the church of God in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be slothful. Father, I need wisdom. I have no power of my own. I have no strength of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Help me. I have no power of my own. Do you know we all have weaknesses? I have so many weaknesses. They said it in the Sunday school this morning. All those weaknesses, surrender to God. Surrender it at the feet of God and see what God is going to do. All those weaknesses. Maybe when we make a promise right now, by the time we get out, we forget about it. Maybe you make a decision. This is what we are going to do. And by the time you get home, you forget about it. I have no power of my own. Tell God, I have no strength of my own. Holy Spirit will help us. In the name of Jesus.
Spirit move. Precious Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. Move me now. Amen. My life
all again,
all again, Spirit move, over me, over me. We are going to pray. Father, let your Spirit move me. Let your Spirit touch me. Input your love in me. Let your love flow through me to my brother. Let your love flow through me to my sister. In the name of Jesus, let your love flow through me to my family. Let your love flow in me to your work. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be unity of purpose in our lives. Let your love flow. Father, send down your power. Thank you, Lord. Manifest your glory in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You're going to stretch your hand to our mommy that God has used this morning to bless us with the word, that she will make heaven. She will not be missing in action. In the mighty name of Jesus. Among your peers will be preferred. What is making you rejoicing will not turn to sorrow. Affliction will not arise against you and your family. This one that we have spoken today will not arise to you on the last day, against in the last day. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will continually speak through you. You will stand before kings and ministers. You will stand before presidents and ministers. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said in Proverbs 22:29. Is it 29:22 rather? Says, see that a man diligent in his own duty, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before me men. You will not stand before me men in your life. You will stand before kings. In the mighty name of Jesus. The diligence of the work of the Lord will be your portion. And the zeal for the house of God will consume you. And it will consume you as well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.